Listen, I think it's about time to bring up this talk. I don't know how long I'm going to be, but I definitely want to bring this up because I think that it's going to give a breakdown for a lot of things that I talk about here when I talk about the cases that are relevant to the AAB reform bill or just in general. So again, so sorry, but this is another just random discussion that I'm going to be talking about here. It's called The Divide. And I'm going to be talking about two parts. So one is about Christianism and the two different sides in that. And then also I'm going to go into elaborating about how that could relate to the world and the two sides in that and the connection with that. All right, so I'm really bringing this because I think that is going to give an understanding as to the other discussions that I have about everything that I bring to this podcasting. So just bear with me. I am bringing some strong points from Christianity viewpoints. So if that's not something that you want to, you know, be a part of or listen to or take part of, then definitely go ahead and check out from this episode right now. So let me see if I can bring this to you. I hope I don't get too in-depth on one part more than the other. I can definitely, you know, talk more about this, you know, from time to time. But this is really the basis of my arguments. This is really the basis of where I'm coming from on a lot of points, a lot of different things that I'm discussing and talking about. Okay, so the divide. So in Christianism, so what I want to just kind of basically give is just an understanding that, okay, so for those who are familiar with Christianism and what Christianity is, that faith, that religion, that it's actually mine's part of my background and my upbringing, so just to make that clear. But in Christianism, there are two sides for myself, and this is my point of views. These are my how I'm looking at things and everything like that. So you don't have to take it, you know, personal or, you know, get offended or anything like that. I'm just sharing my viewpoints. So there are two sides, and this is the way that I look at things. So there are two sides. So I'm going to say one is A and the other is B. So let's say A is a little bit more focus driven, a little bit more strong in the faith or in the religion. They know a lot more. They're a lot more grounded. They just have a lot of knowledge, a lot more knowledge and understanding as to the faith, as to the religion and everything like that. Very concrete and very solidified in it. Okay. It kind of knows the ins and outs, everything backwards and forwards. They know it for sure. Definitely. Then let's say the group B, it's just some steps behind, kind of a lot. But they do understand the depth of, not the depth of it, but they do understand it to a certain extent, like enough. They get the gist of it, and they would be able to, you know, share it with others who didn't know, who had no idea, who was clueless about the faith or about the religion and what it is. And they are too, as well, grown up in it as well. Or it is their background. It is something that they were taught, the teaching that they learned, but they're just not very well versed, or they're just not, don't have as much knowledge or keepings up with it as well, you know, like staying in tune with it or practicing it or, you know, trying to learn it, sticking to it, you know what I mean. These are more those that kind of not fall apart, or fall away from it, but something like that, you know what I mean? A lot more than the first group, Group A, which is a lot more in depth and in tune with the background and the religion and the faith. So these two groups, the divide, I say, is because they kind of often, they kind of maybe go back and forth with, you know, the truth, on things, the truth about, various different things, you know, and they kind of are, you know, not debating, but kind of like that. But they're all, you know, fighting for the truth and fighting for what's right. And they all have an understanding, somewhat of an understanding as to what the truth is. But you know that one group is a little bit more well versed in it and more have more knowledge, more understanding. They know it a lot more. And that I mean, so in Christianism or in Christianity, in the religion, they're is it Muslim? Okay, so the Muslim faith, they have the Quran, and in other religions, they have things that they go by. So in the Christian faith, we go by what is called the Bible. So So Group A normally goes, they know more about that, about it, you know, they just know a lot more because they studied it and they've gone through the teachings and things like that. So you can imagine the back and forth, the fights, the arguments, the disagreements, and things like that. I would like to say too that just because someone grew up in a certain particular, you know, understanding and knowledge doesn't mean that they know everything, even everything about what they've learned, and doesn't mean that they're right and right all the time. But however, it does stand for something, okay? So those two groups are always going at it, but they're both of the same group, the same understanding, the same teachings, same practices, and the culture when they grew up, and the religion that they grew up in. So these two groups, you know, they're constantly going back and forth, and they're constantly, you know, fighting about the truth, you know, to get to the truth. So I would like to say that I believe I have like this chart that is called the good and evil chart. Now this is completely obviously based on my my faith and my religion, from my own upbringing, or teachings from this faith and religion. But so it's called good and evil chart. Bear with me. I know it's not, I know it can be, an issue or somewhat, but for those that are hanging in there and the Christianity is just not your thing. So on the right side is more towards the good and good agendas, good things, you know, and then towards the left is like evil, like, towards evil dealings and evil doings and things like that. So I'd like to say that on a daily basis, either anybody, everyone is working towards one or two of those, one of those agendas a day. I mean, every day, whether we're conscious about it, whether we're not conscious about it, it's just something that happens. It's just life. It's just human, how we are, humanity. So like I said, we can do it consciously or unconsciously. We are working towards either one side or the other more, you know, and then it changes from day to day, it changes from week to week, month to month, year to year. So it just depends. But I'd like to say the first group, A, tends to kind of work harder and more towards the right agenda, towards what's good and everything like that. And that being because they have a lot of more understanding of, you know, what is expected of them and of the teachings and of the practices and everything that they've learned and everything like that. And it's just because it's more in them. And so their conscience is more like, okay, you know, I need to get it together. I need to do what's right. I need to make this right. So And then you have the group B that is less likely to be so self-conscious, you know what I mean, towards doing what's good. Only when, you know, things get really bad or really serious, or, you know, something happens to where their attention has to be brought to, okay, yeah, you know what, I need to push it more towards the right, towards doing what is the right thing to do. And that's just how I look at it, you know what I mean? And because really that's how it is for a lot of situations and a lot of, you know, people when it comes to Christianism and or Christianity. So people who are a part of that religion. And so those are the two groups, and that's something that that's, you know, kind of separates the two. And it's one of the reasons how they get into debates and how they get into arguments and things like that, that separates them and makes the divide between them. It really is the depth of the reasons as to why they're divided. Okay, so that is group A and group B and the religion, Christianism and Christianity. Now, I'm jumping really ahead here. I just want to kind of speed it up for those that kind of need that. So I want to go to the second part, which is really how I want to connect it to like the world, the rest of the world, and how that goes along, you know, how it's connected. So there is obviously a divide, and the way I do it is, or think about it, is in two parts, just the way that I just said. So the way that it works with the world is that there are two groups, and they basically, one is more going back to the chart that I have, that being one is one side, the right side is more for good and for things that are right, you know, that's positive and things like that. And then there's another side that is like, you know, bad and, you know, evil things and things that is not good and, you know, and stuff like that are negative. And two, you know, groups, you know, group A are group, what is that? I was like group C and group D. So just to make that distinguishment, but, and so group C would be more towards the right and, just more conscious about, you know, doing things that are right. You know, not taking too many risks on negative things or doing things that are bad or that is considered, you know, like really wrong, morally and things like that. And then group D is less likely to be self-conscious, so self-conscious about it. And they're more leaning towards the left. Things that are, you know, bad and not so good, and, you know, taking chances, gambling on a lot of different things in life, and, you know, until they end up into these places that they find themselves, you know, in bad places. But sometimes they're still like, you know, well, I don't see why it's wrong, or I don't see what I'm doing that's wrong. I don't see why I'm not allowed to do this or that or whatever. But it's clearly wrong to a lot of to others who just wouldn't gamble and those type of things, or they wouldn't take risks, you know, doing things that have certain types of outcomes and their consequences or things like that. Or, you know, you just, it's the unknown, and it's just the reason why some people won't even go in that direction. So this this group, the way I look at it, you know, with the world, you know, everyone else, because for me, I, you know, my background is Christianism or Christianity. So, but the rest of the world, you know, they have their own, faiths and religions and or not. So, and, you know, that's how I'm, you know, viewing it. Now, when I do, I'm skipping over here, but the basis for my arguments is this. You know what I mean? I'm coming from this point of view. I'm coming from this direction when I'm, you know, discussing the talks that I have on here. This is really where it's coming from. This is how it's driven. This is where my viewpoints are. Now, this could, you know, definitely help someone out to, you know, understand it more in depth and things like that. I'm you know, making it clear that this is really where it's derived from. And to me, it makes perfect sense because, you know, you're either on one side or the other. You're either leaning on more one side or the other. You're the more conscious, you know, on a daily basis or whatever, or week to week and month to month, year to year, you're leaning on one towards one side of that chart or the other, either consciously or unconsciously, or not, you know, self-consciously about it. So you're just living your life, but it happens to be leaning towards more one side or the other. And I think it's just really that simple as that. Is not really more, you know, it's not, as complex or difficult to really understand. And so that's why, you know, I'm really coming with my viewpoints, like this, because it's either one thing or the other, you know. It's not something that's, you know, it's not rocket science, I would say. You know, certain things is just, it's not rocket science. And from what I understand, rocket science is very, very hard thing. So, very, you know, very hard. And it's a lot of stuff that, you know, I think a lot of math and stuff. I hate math, but, yeah. So, this is the basis of my arguments. This is where I'm coming from. And it's very, to me, it's very general. It's very, it's reasonable and it's understandable. So, you know, this is how I look at things. This is how I view things. And this is where I'm coming from. So there is, for me, there is a definite divide between the two groups. And there's reasons for that. Crystal clear reasons. And this is where I'm coming from on all of my conversations, pretty much. So not just on this podcast, but on other podcasting that I do and talks and discussions that I have. Okay, so I hope this helps someone, you know, understand where I'm coming from and what I'm, you know, basing everything off of. And, you know, hopefully it's a help, you know, someone to understand, for those that are looking for, you know, just a little bit more depth as to where I'm coming from. And if they want to, you know, have me on their platform and do a show with me, if these points of views are not something that they are okay with, or something that they share, or something that they feel as though they understand or get, or something like that. All right, so yeah, I just wanted to bring this out. And for those that are interested in the talks and discussions that I have, and wanting to know a little bit more about it, so this is it, letting you know. And yeah, so I want to make this absolutely clear so that there's no misunderstanding moving forward, moving ahead, and things like that. So I'm going to get out of here. I just wanted to talk about this. I will bring this up again from time to time, talking about the divide. When I bring it up, this is what I'm referencing to. So you can always, you know, tune in and listen to it. It won't be that long, but you can always, you know, fast forward and rewind and try to get the parts that you need to, you know, want to get. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and check out of here. I just wanted to, you know, leave this so that there's proper understanding about it. And yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. And I will definitely see you guys later.